Ramsey TV.
Boy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. I'm not supposed to be angry at people. I'm not supposed to be angry at world leaders. Come on, isn't that half the fun of life? To be angst-filled, to be indignant. Yeah, I guess on one level, I'll call it the stupid level, and I'm guilty of it. There's a higher thing, there's a greater thing, and I'm going to touch on that today here on MCTV. I'm Martin Zender. I'm in my car. It's early morning. It's 5 o'clock, 10 after 5, so I'm not giving you a full-blown image of myself. I do have a little bit of pride, you know, but this is good enough. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Oh, first of all, yesterday, Rodney Parris and Martin Zender combo, 1-2 punch, this second hour, the last hour of the last night of Grace Cafe. If you never heard this, you really need to watch it. My sister, link it below. The four beasts of Daniel chapter 7. Absolutely mind-boggling. It will change your view of the events of the unveiling. So I highly recommend that. I am entreating then, I'm in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I'm entreating then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, pleadings, thanksgiving be made for all mankind, for kings. And that is, that's all mankind in general, all mankind. But this is specifically now for kings and all those being in a superior station. But why should we do this, Paul? Why should we be offering up these prayers, thanksgiving for all mankind? Can we be selective here? Because most of mankind are morons. At least that's in my worst, times. That's my belief. Of course, it's not true, but it might be true, but that's irrelevant. Petitions, prayers, pleadings. Now, that's a strange word there. Paul is completely coming at this relatively. This is not for the kings and all those being in a superior station. This is not for all mankind. This is a completely selfish enterprise. And if it didn't say that, I would not believe it. Let me continue. I'm just setting up the shock. Petitions, prayers, pleadings, thanksgiving. You can't be begging, speaking of prayer, you can't be begging for something and be thankful at the same time. So, Paul, whenever he mentions prayer, you will find thanksgiving very close to the context. No, I will say it's always in the context of prayer. Prayers, pleadings, thanksgiving be made for all mankind. That's a tall order. I understand that. But look as to why Paul says that. For kings and all those being in a superior station, I still can't get to the part. Because I think we're more likely to be upset at the kings and those in a superior station. Paul's making room for our era where there's not many kings now, but we do have those running countries, those in a superior station. I think these are the ones we would be most apt to be upset at. That we may be leading a mild and quiet life in all devoutness and gravity. For this is ideal and welcome in the sight of our Savior, God. Can't do a whole show just on that, but I'm not. Who wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth. I'm going to stop there. There's enough to comment on there for today. It is so interesting that this is a selfish prayer. It really is. That we may be leading a mild and quiet life in all devoutness and gravity. Now, what I used to think is that the mild and quiet life would be a result, would be in like an outward result. Like you'd be able to live your life outwardly in a manner that you saw fit, because your prayers for those in a superior station would render those in a superior station more agreeable, and therefore those in a superior station who are agreeable in disposition would be likely to set forth laws that would better accommodate the human desire for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But I don't see it that way. I may have seen it that way back in 1981, long time ago. Now this is obvious to me now, that the mild and quiet life is inside. It's inside. That's where the mild and quiet life is. That's where the valuable life is, to be mild and quiet inside. I need this teaching more than any of you. You might say, oh no, Martin, I'm the president of being agitated. No, well, I'm the one in a superior station here as far as being agitated at all humanity. I'm supposed to be thankful for all humanity? Gee, I was hoping it would say I'm supposed to be irritated and constantly pissed off at all humanity, especially those in a superior station. But that's not what Paul is saying here. And this has nothing to do with my outward life. Nothing to do with laws of the land. Nothing to do with how these people in a superior station make your life easier or harder. This is something that, relatively speaking, you control. And this is your inner life. And if we look at our Lord before Pilate, he is so calm. You know, don't you know I have the power to release you, the power to crucify you? You would have no power over me unless it were given to you from above. So even he, at that moment, is probably offering petitions, prayers, pleadings, and thanksgiving for Pilate. And the result is that he is leading, in that moment, a mild and quiet life. Not on the outside, hell no, the man's arrested. And he's facing death by crucifixion. This is all inward. This is an inward life. And when you're thankful for all humanity, thankful, how could you possibly be thankful for him? First of all, I don't even have to explain it. It's just that's what it says to do, so just be thankful for him. I know it's easier said than done. Believe me, I'm the president of easier said than done. It doesn't say why. Just do it. But I can tell you why. It's because we know that God, as we know from Romans chapter 9, God puts those people in place who he wants in place, the people who need to be in place for the downfall of this current eon, finally, the downfall of this current eon, whoever needs to be in place, whatever rapscallion needs to be in place for the downfall of this eon, I am all for it. So in that capacity, be thankful. Be thankful because the rapscallions in charge are hurrying the demise of this eon. They're hurrying the judgment of God. So in that sense, be thankful for them. I really am thankful that the news is bad in a way, because I want this thing to get on with it. And so anytime I hear, for instance, of a threat of nuclear war, I'm like, yes! A threat of a nuclear war, it excites me. I'm hoping that, you know, Fort Lauderdale is ground zero, basically. Shortcut, as my friend Matt would say, shortcut to the snatching away. Okay, yeah, it'd be all right with me. So the worst news, it is the better. But the result is that we are leading a mild and quiet life in all devoutness and gravity. Gravity being taking things seriously, concentrating on the things that matter, whatsoever things are grave, whatsoever things are pure, that is, whatsoever things really matter. And what is grave to us is the things tending to Christ, to aeonian life, to reverence and inner reverence for God and for Christ. And devoutness is the dedication to that. Being separated in your mind toward that. And so I need that. I need to be leading an inner mild and quiet life. And apparently, It is ideal and welcome in the sight of our Savior God to lead that kind of life. And we're being given the blueprint here of how to lead it. And this is not just those in a superior station, but this is all mankind. I can't tell you how many people, especially when I'm driving, irritate the crap out of me. I just can't stand it. Everybody's on their cell phones. When the light turns green, the lights in Florida here are aeonian. I mean, you stopped at a red light. It's just a long time. You might as well put your car in park, order a pizza from Uber Eats, tell them what intersection you're at. It's just ridiculous. And then when the light finally does turn green, people don't move because they're on their phones. In a way, I can't blame them because the lights are so long here. You have to put your car in park. Again, just settle in and, you know, write your grandmother, text your boyfriend, whatever. We're talking like four cars deep. Nobody knows that the light has turned green. When I'm in the front of the line of the traffic, I'm responsible. I'm in a position of responsibility. I'm responsible for everybody behind me. It's like nobody moves unless I move. I feel the weight of that responsibility. I really do. And so I take it very seriously that I'm the first guy at the light. And invariably, when the light turns green, I am out and I'm across the intersection, completely across the intersection before the person behind me even moves. I check it all the time. I pride myself on it. Anyway, I need patience, obviously, for these people. And it will help me because I want a mild and quiet life. I would like a mild and quiet outward life. That's true. Maybe that comes as a result of a mild and quiet inward life, but that's not in view here. What is in view is the mild and quiet interior life, for this is ideal and welcome in the sight of our Savior God, who wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth. And we know that that will be realized because God is the Savior of all humanity. That's later in this letter, 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. So there's God's opinion of them. He's their Savior. These morons who cannot move on the green light, God is the Savior of them. Hard to believe, but he is. And there's more here concerning the salvation of all humanity. But I want to end here because I really need this. The reason I'm only showing the left side of my face if you're watching videos is because the microphone's over here. I don't have any special microphone. That's why. So I'm leaning towards the microphone. That's why you're only seeing the left side of my face. People say when I make a video like this, why are we looking at Martin's ear? We don't care about Martin's ear. Does he think his ear is so spectacular that we want to look at his ear for 15 minutes? No, I don't think that at all. I think I have nice ears, but that's not how I think. I'm talking into the microphone so that you get a pure sound. You get a distinct sound. And then I may be making myself perfectly understood as I read the scriptures. And God has made himself perfectly understood through Paul. It is ideal in the sight of God. God really wants you to lead a mild and quiet life. And I know it takes God to make this happen. Absolutely. But relatively, Paul is saying here, adopt this, do this. And I'm going to try it for the first time today. This has been in the scriptures for 2,000 years. I've known about it for 40 years. And yet, maybe I'll try this. I haven't tried it yet. I wonder if this works. I wonder if it works. Oh,